Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 146. I am your host, Sid Souter. Started things off this week with a track by Bush Tetras. That song's called You Can't Be Funky. I have that on the 1995 compilation Boom in the Night, though that was originally released probably in about 1981 or so. A band from New York dwelling in the post-punk and funk merger there that I'm very happy I found, even if I'm 25 years late to that game. Coming up next, speaking of late to the game, I've got a track from the latest Broken Social Scene album. This song is called Texaco Bitches.
Texaco bitches and you'll be gone, yeah. Thank you.
right, that was Arcade Fire with the track Sprawl 2, Mountains Beyond Mountains. That's on the band's album The Suburbs, which came out this August on Merge Records. Band out of Montreal there. One that everyone is infinitely familiar with, though I'm just really not that big of a fan. I mean, I like everything I hear, but nothing I ever need to hear again. I do like that track there by Regine on her vocals, and that album does have its moments, but I think it's just not something I ever come back to. Before that was Rah Rah Riot with the song Shadow Casting. That's on the band's album The Orchard, which came out this August as well on Barsuk Records, band out of Syracuse, New York. They are on tour now, putting on really good shows. I saw them in Northampton with We Barbarians and Chiquita Violenta. So, good show. That album is definitely more mature than the previous albums. The big hooks, the big craziness are gone, but the songs are more solid. So, you know, decide if that's a good thing for you or not. And started the set off with Broken Social Scene with the song Meet Me in the Basement. That is off the album Forgiveness Rock Record that came out back in May on Arts and Crafts Records. Band out of Toronto, of course. And again, a band that I always enjoy when I hear, but I never think to go out and seek them out. In fact, I have a hard time telling the difference between Broken Social Scene and Arcade Fire. Yeah, I know, they probably don't sound that much alike, but what's the difference? Really? Coming up next, I got a track by The Walkmen. This song is called Stranded.
Starry eyes. come if you got them. Drink your glasses to the bottom and toast me on another year. Another year of hope, another year of holding on. For you drinkers by day, you are bastards by dawn. And I hope I will see you soon. And I'll be home, come hell or high water. And I know I will see you soon. Gather round friends and neighbors who make your living by labor, and share with me this little time. This little time that we have left to have a drink and catch our breath. Well, it might just be what saves our lives. And I hope I will see you soon. And I'll be home, come hell or high water. And I know I will see. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. Drink your glasses to the bottom and listen to the howling dogs. And oh, how it pleases me to be in such company. And I'm so glad our paths have crossed. And I hope I will see you soon. And I'll be home, come hell or high water. And I know I will see. Oh, and I'll be home, come hell or high water, and I know I will see you soon.
Well, there it is. That is Mr. William Elliott Whitmore with the song Hell or High Water. That's on his new album, Animals in the Dark, or I guess his last album, because that came out back in February of 2009 on Anti Records. An album that I guess I skipped when it first came out because it just didn't get much buzz. It's an okay album. It doesn't stand up to the first few, and maybe I'm having a little trouble buying Mr. Whitmore anymore. But check that one out from the library before you spend your hard-earned money on that one. And before that, we heard from The Walkmen with the song Stranded. That's on their new album, Lisbon, that just came out September of this year on Fat Possum, of all things. And that is a very solid album. I fell under the spell of The Walkmen about 3 years ago, and I appreciate that album greatly. And let's get some business out of the way. I need to let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 146. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. And let's see what we're going to wrap up here with. Oh, we're going to speed things up and make things fun for a bit. Dig back in time a few years for another album that I missed, probably because it just didn't have the hype of the earlier work. This is a song by Turbo Negro. The song is called Stroke the Shaft. It leaves a lot to the imagination. This is on the band's album Retox, which was, I believe, their final album. We'll see if they come back. But it came out in 2007 on Cooking Vinyl. And it has a little more maybe hard rock, a little more metal in it than some of the previous albums, but it's still something that's going to be a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, I don't know if there's any band more fun than Turbo Negro. Nothing more fun. All right, thank you very much for listening. We'll hear you next week. Just sing along. It's not that hard.
Stroke the shaft,
make it flat.